We did manage to get caught up on Homeland last night, at least.
That's really hard to catch up on because it's so stressful.
It is pretty stressful.
Oh, my God.
Two more episodes left. All right.
She said she's going to do the last season, season 8, and that's it, because she can't live inside of Carrie Matheson anymore. And I get it, because I can hardly watch Carrie Matheson. She's so intense.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they've got a, for the end of this season, and I would imagine for next season, they're going to kind of go back to what they did before, and that's Carrie Matheson.
Yeah.
CIA agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to other lands and doing things on behalf of the United States.
Yeah, but they did say that there's a chance that they're going to reboot it with other CIA operatives and leadership. Because really, the Homeland that's a good conceit. You could do a lot of tense things with that.
I think that woman that they brought in, the Russian expert, the woman who's kind of a little bit chubby.
Yeah,
I think she would be a very good star of it.
Yeah, because she's so steady. Mm-hmm. She's such a counterpoint to Carrie, mm-hmm. and she's so smart.
Mm-hmm. And she's the right age that she worked Russian counterintelligence back when it mattered.
Yeah, it's kind of scary how prescient they are. I mean, they have a woman president, and then they have all kinds of people trying to take her down. And they have all kinds of that you think are domestic, but they're really Russians filtering things through. It's crazy, because they had to write this. This started last year. I mean, during last year was when this woman was being elected. So it's a little...
So that's really 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the creators of the show are Israelis, and I think they get stuff from the Israeli...
Intelligence
people.
Really? Yeah.
All right, number two. Did I do this?
That was number two.
Yeah.
Right?
I was wondering if you two have decided to go back to New York City soon, and if so, which shows are you hoping to see? Love to you, Steve, Doug, and Brendan. Tony.
Yes.
Tony Burt.
I'm planning to go. I don't know. I'm pitching it to Steve. I'm pitching Steve on a trip where we would see Visit from the Band. Thank you, Emily. Visit from the Band. The Night, Come From Away. That's the one where the 9/11 people end up in Iceland. I would like to maybe see Dear Evan Hansen again.
I don't know.
No?
I think the kid that plays Connor Murphy is leaving. And so as is Evan's cousin.
Yeah, I know. That guy's doing another musical. That's a big leap of faith. He's leaving to do a musical that got that was not a hit, but became a hit by YouTube snips or something.
Which guy are we talking about?
The nerd.
Hmm, yeah. All right. Well, we can go and I'll book it, but those are both kind of depressing plays, aren't they?
Pardon?
Aren't those depressing musicals?
No.
Isn't one of them about a concentration camp or something?
No. It's about a band from Egypt gets stranded in Israel, and then they all play music together. And so for one magical night, there's like no politics, no acrimony.
All right.
And then this is the reason I haven't pitched this hard, is because I thought maybe with enough advanced work, maybe we could see Springsteen, which I know that you'd be kind of meh about, but it seems like we should see it.
This is a song I wrote, another song I wrote. No, I don't really have a car like that.
This one's also about New Jersey.
Yeah, it's about being out in, just out in the flatlands, racing cars. No, I didn't really do that.
But I wrote about it.
All right, we can do that if you want. So what is it, Come From Away? That's a plane that was diverted to Iceland, correct?
A plane that... planes, many planes.
All the planes that were diverted to Iceland.
Right. And then the band's visit.
Mm-hmm. And Bruce.
Those would be the big three. But there's one other one I want to see, but I can't remember what it is. I don't, I've never read the Harry Potter books, but that's had the biggest pre-sale. Last week they sold $2 million for the tickets. $2 million!
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know.
That doesn't mean it's any good.
No, it was in London, and it was fabulous, and then they had to redo a whole theater for it. But I don't think I can do that because it's 5 hours. You go more.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're not doing that.
You either do two nights or you do.
No. One time I had to see a 9-hour play, Nicholas Nickleby, written by the always witty and funny and engaging Charles Dickinson.
Dickens, not Dickinson.
Oh, yeah, right. John Dickinson. Charles Dickens, whatever. It was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, rough night. Yeah. Probably not made better by drinking our asses off during the intermission.
Probably not.
But anyways, I'll do some more research, but I know.
Well, you got to tell me soon.
I know.
She's always like, "Well, spur of the minute, go to New York and get theater tickets."
Sure,
it happens all the time.
The Springsteen tickets, just get a couple of those.
No,
walk up to the box.
It's a complicated thing because our actual 40th wedding anniversary is in August.
Right.
And so that would be a good time to go, but this is really a horrible sentence. My 50th high school reunion lands on our 40th wedding anniversary. So I'm conflicted because on the one hand, I'd kind of like to go to my 50th high school reunion, but I know that that would be such torture for you. It would be torture for me, too, but I'm just, like, maudlinly curious enough to go.
Okay. Well, then we went to a couple of them.
20. We went to 10 and 20, and then we were off of them until 50. We haven't been to one in 30 years. Jesus Christ. But anyway, so...
If you want to go, we can go. I don't know why.
I don't think that it's a we situation. I think it would be more like I go. I just can't do that to you because, you know, it's you don't know anyone. It's horrible. I don't know what to expect. There's movies and there's slideshows of us back in high school. It's like, I just don't know.
The 10-year one we went to, we had probably the biggest fight of our career afterwards because her high school boyfriend...
Yeah.
You know, Joe Quarterback. Uh-huh. He was being a complete asshole. Mm-hmm. He was pouring drinks in people's pockets. And
he was very drunk. I think
And she's like defending him. And I'm like, what the fuck are you defending him for?
Wow.
So that got a little ugly.
I didn't really defend him.
Yeah,
I just said.
No, you completely did.
Oh, no. I knew he was being an idiot.
Not enough.
All right.
And then the
20. You know what? It was a really tense time because you had just started working in Chicago. We were not yet married and getting married. It was like there was a lot of stressors happening in my life. Yeah. I quit my teaching job.
We got past it.
All right.
Then by the 20th, I was bawling.
Yeah.
That all worked out fine for me. I was bawling. I mean, it was a BYOB. I gave my Jack Daniels to the bartender, I was bawling. And then her boyfriend wants us to all come back to his house. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Let's
go check out what, you know, well, this is your life, Janet Dahl.
Uh-huh.
Janet Brzezinski. And he's got his wife's name is like Janice and looks just like Janet.
Wow.
So it was I couldn't wait to go, and Janet put the kibosh on it.
No, I had enough. Somebody at my own reunion looked at me and said, "I can't believe you got fat." And that was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, that wasn't me. I didn't say that.
No, it was Kathy McGinnis.
Her people loved me.
Yeah,
I even found out why the one guy that they called the Lone Stone.
We all knew that Wayne snagged his ball sack on a chain link fence. Everybody knew that.
You did not know
the Lone Stone. Yes, we did.
No, you did not.
We all did.
You did not.
We all did, honey.
I said, why does he only have one testicle? And you said, I don't know. No one knows. So I went and asked him, and now everyone claims that they knew. But not everyone, I don't think they knew.
No one knew why, but everyone knew that he did only have one testicle.
Yes, they knew that, but they didn't know why.
Okay.
It's a good nickname.
I'm pretty sure I remember that correctly. But
His nickname was Stoney. And then
you can remember it however you want. I remember that I went up and asked him because nobody else knew. And I don't know him from Adam. I don't care. All right. Well, already it doesn't sound like we're going to have a good time just based on us arguing about the last two.
Yeah.
Including the one that I thought went well.
Yeah. I think that if I went, I would want to go alone.
Okay.
It's just too bizarre. But I don't know if I want to go. I'm trying to flesh all of these things out because I don't really have – I'm not like you, Brendan. I don't have one friend from high school that I'm still in touch with.
Really?
Not one.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that 30 years ago is almost like the last time I talked to any of my high school friends.
Yeah, it happens, you know. It's,
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkofistan.